Tougher on Sports on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Wednesday. Good morning and welcome. Time now for Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. He joins us each and every weekday morning. All right, the Illini return to the top 25.
They do indeed. Illinois does not have a midweek game this week after beating Rutgers for its third straight win last weekend. They have a full week off before they host Northwestern at 4 o'clock on Saturday. But big news did arrive Monday when Illinois moved into the Associated Press top 25 for the first time since 2014. And it's big news because in the quest to move back into national relevance, this is a necessary step that puts Illinois back on the national radar, even if it's only temporarily. And I say that because based on what is happening in the Big Ten this season, there's just no way around the fact that this will be a week-by-week succession of ups and downs, winning and looking great at times doing so, and losing, especially on the road, and sometimes looking bad in the process and bouncing up and down in the rankings. Or in the case of Illinois, if you're near the bottom rung of the rankings, if you move down, you move out. So I basically say this so that Illini fans should realistically expect an up and down ride and should not expect smooth sailing. That just won't happen hasn't happened for any team in the league, but Illinois grabbed its share of national attention, top five. But Illinois grabbed its share of national attention when it beat Purdue by 26 and when it won at Wisconsin. And even though it was an ugly game offensively last weekend, when they beat a good Rutgers team for their third straight win, I would say Kofi Coburn has also helped elevate Illinois' profile. The big freshman just won the Big Ten Freshman of the Week award for the sixth time this season. No Illinois freshman has ever done that. It is kind of frustrating when you think about what might have been and where they might be ranked if they hadn't had a monumentally bad first half against Miami, a game they should have won, or if they hadn't laid an egg against Missouri. If they win those two, they're 14-3 rather than 12-5. They're probably ranked, 18th or something like that. But every step, including missteps, are part of the process that teams go through. Illinois should beat Northwestern Saturday, and presumably they'd move up when the next rankings come out on Monday. But then the schedule gets really rough. They're at Purdue next Tuesday. They have upcoming games at Michigan, at Iowa, and at home against Maryland and Michigan State. So there's going to be some losses. There will be some games that might knock them back out of the top 25. But they've moved the needle in the right direction. And in Joe Lunardi's bracketology right now on ESPN, they are a 9 seed in the NCAA tournament. And that's the big step that fans really want to see, a return to the NCAA tournament for the first time since 2013. A lot of basketball to be played between now and then, though.
All right, football, baseball, and a quick programming note with Mark Tupper. It's brought to you by Staley Credit Union, your loan experts.
Staley Credit Union is proud to announce a new program designed for young adults. It's called WAVE, and it includes everything you need to get on the path to financial freedom. With features like a personal spend account, a smarter debit card, mobile banking, and financial education, it's the tech-savvy way to get your money in order. Learn more today at wave.staleycu.com. This institution is not federally insured by Member Choice, probably insured by American Share Insurance.
Back here with Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. All right, football.
I don't know what the answer is, Brian, but it certainly occurs to me that the timing of the college football national championship game is not very good. The game was played Monday night, LSU beating Clemson. But because the NFL playoffs dominate our sports conversation for the 2 weeks in which there are no college football games, the national championship game sneaks up on the country with very, very little buildup. In fact, I think a common reaction Monday morning was, oh, that's tonight? And somehow college football has its most important game trapped between all the NFL action. College football still owns New Year's Day, but they've got to think about finding a date for this game that at least allows for a little buildup and conversation so the game doesn't ambush fans who were simply paying attention to other things. I think there needs to be some buildup. I I think the current schedule does not allow for it, and I hope they're at least having that conversation. Baseball sign stealing scandal claimed its second manager in 2 days with the Boston Red Sox's firing of Alex Cora, one day after Houston manager A.J. Hinch was suspended and then fired. That's two managers off of contending teams, and Major League Baseball has yet to drop its own discipline on Cora. And new Mets manager Carlos Beltran was mentioned in the commissioner's report. So, I mean, I suppose he could still receive some punishment, too. It's all pretty jarring for teams to lose their managers just a month before spring training. And quickly, one programming note, there will be no sport talk tomorrow night. I think for the first time in more than 30 years, both Tim Kaine and I, neither of us will be in town. So we will have no show for tomorrow evening. We will be back Thursday, January 23rd, and I apologize for the inconvenience.
All right, my friend. I'll talk to you in a couple of weeks. Okay. We appreciate it. Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. He's so good at what he does.
Yeah.